So a lot of times as business owners, we take a lot of things for granted. But I've often said, and I'm going to talk more about this, especially during this Christmas season, and if I timed this right, this will actually be on Christmas Day. So I know you don't have anything else to do but to tune in to the Greg McAfee Show on Christmas Day. So I've titled this, Why Creating Jobs is a Christmas Blessing. Because we take things for granted. We're busy growing, scaling, all the things we do as business people, and we don't stop long enough to think about how many jobs we've created, how many people have we trained the right way, how many supply house vendors do we keep busy. I mean, it's unreal. If you put us all together, it's huge, and that's what keeps America rolling. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Hey, this is Greg McAfee, and welcome to the Greg McAfee Show. Now let's get started. So welcome back to the Greg McAfee Show, where we discuss steps to successful entrepreneurialism, how to take your business to new heights, and ultimately follow your dreams. A different kind of Christmas gratitude. Like I said, we're so busy growing things, doing things, and if you're a lot like me, if it's cold where you're at this Christmas day, you're going to be on the road or your guys are going to be on the road, because I know when I ran my business with only a few people, it never failed. Christmas morning, I got two or three calls. And I had to figure out how to do that, but I made it happen and I got people heat and still enjoyed Christmas with my family. So Christmas is about gratitude, not just gifts. And this is something I also trained or taught or educated my team on. Let's put it that way. Gratitude for being able to run a profitable business. I mean, if you're running a profitable business, you're doing something right. And you're in a small percentile, because we've talked about this for the past couple podcasts now on why 80% couldn't sell their business because it wasn't worth anything and just how hard it is to run a business. We've talked about that many times, but unless you're a big company and you have an accounting department, you're more than likely signing checks, you're signing paychecks, you're interviewing, you're hiring, you're providing jobs for your community. You're bringing new people on. You're training them the right way in a trade that they'll never not have a job. Because remember, I don't think, unless things change, AI is not going to be able to do what we do in HVAC and plumbing, electrical, the home service industry. Now, AI is going to be able to do a lot of things, but it's not going to be able to call and go out on a job and service people and talk to people the way we do and satisfy their needs like we do. So it's a guaranteed job forever, the rest of your life. We're giving people an opportunity to have a job for the rest of their life if they apply themselves and want it, and a good paying job at that. It better be. We're also taking risk. You know, I just want to thank you guys, all that are listening, that are risking your capital to grow a business. You're risking your capital to provide jobs. You're risking your capital to grow, scale, invest in your community, in your business. That matters. Thank you. We don't get told that very often. Thank you. Job creation is rarely celebrated. We don't talk about it often, but it should be. It should be talked about often. People have no idea. If they're not in business, they have no idea. And I'm preaching to the choir here. They just have no idea the liability and the responsibility of being a business owner. You're never off. I know in heating and air conditioning, it was never done. Never. It was 24/7, 365, never completed. You don't just go home and it's done for the day and you'll start over tomorrow. No, it's a continuance every single day. And the emergency calls come in during certain seasons every single day. Multiple. You know, now that I've sold my company, we came into, I don't know, it was probably 6 inches of snow the other day. And I told my wife, Naomi, it's the first time ever. I'm not concerned about the snow. I don't have 30-some, 40-some trucks out on the road today. And I don't care if you have one truck or two trucks or 100 trucks. You always wondering, God, help them to drive safely. You know, we don't need another accident. I'm thankful this Christmas, not just for what I've been given, but for what I've been trusted to manage all these years, 35 years of managing a business, being a good steward of this business. If you read anything about, if you read the Bible at all, you know that stewardship's extremely important. And I'm going to mention this again later, but we're going to be held accountable for how we managed our businesses. Creating jobs is a blessing, not an accident. When you signed up for this and you said, I want to own my own business, I want to start a business, or I want to buy a business, you signed up for this. It's not an accident. Jobs don't appear in thin air. You've got to make jobs. The more you grow, the more you need people. Good people. And it requires risk to all business owners out there. Thank you again. Long hours. If you're doing it right, it takes long hours. If you're trying to serve the people who call you and need service, it's not easy. It's hard. It takes long hours. It's stressful. It takes a lot of responsibility and a lot of liability. You're putting your name on the line. Business owners invest before seeing results. I've told you this before. All my profits were invested back into the business. I was investing before seeing any results whatsoever. My accountant or CPA, depending on the time of what we started with a bookkeeper, moved up to an accountant, worked up to a CPA, worked up to a CPA firm, worked up to an accounting department along with a CPA firm. But anyway, I invested. They would say when I would get my tax results, I was like, I don't have this money in the bank. Why do I have to pay taxes on all this money I don't have? I mean, I was ignorant to the fact of, why am I paying taxes on money I don't have? And even though it ran through the S corporation, Greg was paying taxes on it just like you do. I didn't understand that for a long time. I'm like, I didn't have that money. That money's gone. It's spent. Every paycheck represents someone's mortgage. Think about that. Every paycheck you sign, every paycheck that leaves your office, your building, your company, it's represented as a rent money, a mortgage, groceries, kids' Christmas. That's what it represents. Are you providing enough hours for people to live? And not just barely live, live good. When you create a job, you create dignity, stability, and opportunity. You know, today home service jobs matter more than ever. HVAC, plumbing, electrical trades, real world problems are solved. When you don't have heat or you don't have cooling today, you can't get by. There's a lot of homes built where the windows don't open. We used to say people are opening the windows, but newer homes, very few windows open. And if they do open, there's no screens in them. So these jobs that we provide keep families safe, warm, healthy, water running, lights are turning on, roof over their head, lawn care, landscaping, home improvement, all these things. They provide, they protect homes, often during emergencies. They can't be sourced out overseas, and AI cannot do them. And as of right now, AI cannot do them. What changes in the next 10, 20 years? Who knows? But trades create strong middle class incomes. You know, we're losing our middle class. It's been dropping off for many years. You're either going to have the extreme wealthy or the extreme poor, but we're losing the middle class. And the trades provide a strong middle class, skill-based confidence. I loved learning a trade. I really enjoyed it. And I've told you this before, I was better at growing businesses than I was fixing furnaces and air conditioners, but I still enjoyed it. Some of you are too strong on the fixing and not running a business, and you will suffer. Some of you are too strong in the business and you don't even know how to hire a tech. Trades create pride. They should. Pride in workmanship. There's nothing better than doing an installation and standing back and looking at it and taking a picture at it. And we used to have stickers that we put on the furnaces where it was installed by, and the installers would sign their name, and they were proud to sign their name. They were proud to put their name on it. Everything was custom made, custom done, straight lined. You know, I mean, just, I could go on and on about our installations, but they were just above and beyond normal. Did you know when furnaces go out on Christmas Eve, unless there's a way to get a hold of an HVAC company, nobody grabs a phone for an app. If you could pull up your app and get a hold of you, then yeah, they would do that. But it's very rare. When their furnace goes out, they want a skilled technician there quickly. Get them heat back and up and running. And here's a few reasons, by the way, why AI cannot replace the home service trades. This is where I've decided this episode here separates you from all the noise. And AI can schedule appointments all day long, diagnose patterns, improve efficiencies, and support technicians. But AI cannot crawl in an attic in January or a crawl space with a foot of water, diagnose a rattle by a feel or a sound, calm a worried homeowner face to face. That's not going to happen. Adapt in real time to unsafe conditions. Take responsibility when something goes wrong. It's not going to happen. Yet we have to have people. We have to have people in the trades. And it's a great job. First of all, are you promoting your company? Secondly, are you promoting HVAC in your market, in your community? We put classes on. I taught at multiple different places. I talked up HVAC. We came out with a 4-day work week. And it was all about promoting HVAC, promoting plumbing, promoting electrical, whatever you do. It's powerful. You see, the real value of tradespeople, trades require judgment, physical presence, emotional intelligence, and accountability. You got to show up. You got to be there. Got to answer your phone. Got to call people back. We did courtesy calls. We called the day before to confirm the call, and we called when we're on the way. That's just common courtesy. People loved it. You can't automate trust, craftsmanship, or character. Can't be done. The trades teach responsibility, discipline, and problem solving. The trades are huge. We actually trained our own, and we partnered with an HVAC college so they could get the accreditations and the diploma and all that stuff, but we did 100% of the training. The trades teach responsibility, discipline, and problem solving. Like I said, The trades don't just fix systems, they build people. I was proud to be in a trade. And what I was going to say was, tradespeople make more money, a lot more money, than those who just go for a four-year degree. First of all, you got all that college debt, and then by the time they get out of 4 years, the tradespeople are typically making somewhere between 30 and 50 bucks an hour, depends on what part of the country you're in. They don't have any debt from school, and it takes 10, 15 years or more for a four-year degree to catch up to, and sometimes they never do financially. So there's also gratitude for risk, responsibility, and calling. It's a calling. To be in the trades, it's a calling. Not everybody can do it or do it well. Business ownership isn't easy, but it's meaningful. And it can be fun at times. We should be thankful for the ability to hire, the ability to train people. People that know nothing about it. You train them, they go out and they can fix things and they can get people heat and cooling again. It's awesome. Or water or electric. And also, we trained people how to lead. We took people from scratch, and if they had the leadership ability, we would train them in a leadership. And they would become managers or supervisors or higher than that. I mean, it would just go up the ladder. I'd much rather hire and promote from within rather than hire from outside for a manager, if at all possible. And just know, Christmas reminds us that what we have is a gift. In my opinion, it's a God-given gift. To be in the trades, to own your own business, to hire people, to grow your company, to provide jobs, good solid jobs. What we do with it is our responsibility. What you do with it is your responsibility. It's what you make it. To whom much is given, much is required, and that includes running our business well. I personally believe we will have to give account one day of how we ran our business, and I mean to God. We will stand before God for our personal lives, but we will stand before God and give an account. Did we treat people properly? Did we treat people fair? Did we pay fair? Did we hold out anything? Did we pay them promptly on time? 35 years of McAfee, nobody ever missed a Friday paycheck, whether it was weekly or every other week, whatever we paid. Nobody ever missed a paycheck. I would go borrow money first before anybody ever missed a paycheck. And some final thoughts here. Be proud, not arrogant, of what you built. It's really cool to build a business. It really is. And to look back one day and look how big it got. Or just look how well it was run. I mean, I read one time the average heating and air conditioning company has anywhere from 12 to 15 people. So I don't want to get stuck on how big it is, but I'm telling you, if you're doing things right and you're making things happen and you're serving people better than anyone else, your business will grow. And be grateful, not apologetic, to profit. Profit is not a bad word. It's a good word. You have to have it. You have to have it to provide jobs. You have to have it to grow a business. You have to have it to succeed. Profit is a good word. Remember this, jobs are blessings. If you could get your team to understand that concept, it'll change their life. Jobs are blessing. Work is honorable. The Bible's full of work. Hard work is good. Stewardship matters. So this Christmas, we should be thankful for the privilege of creating jobs, carrying responsibility, and building something that actually serves people every single day. Because that's the kind of work that still matters, and it always will. No matter how technology changes, no matter how big AI gets, we serve people. And if you do it well and better than anyone else, you will become number one in your market, in your territory, and you will thrive. So my challenge I leave with you today, thank your team publicly. Also, thank people all the time individually. Encourage young people to consider the trades. Get out there. By the way, we called on high schools. I taught at high schools. I talked about the trades, how good they were, and just what the benefit was of being in the trades. Reflect on the responsibility and the blessing that you have as a leader. Leaders are held more accountable. They're held to more accountability. You are responsible for people. You are responsible for paychecks. You are responsible for their safety while they're working for you. Provide the best trucks, the best ladders, the best equipment possible. And thank you again for risking your capital to create jobs. Make sure you like this. Please leave me a comment. We're reaching thousands of people today. I would love to know what you think, how you're doing, what you'd like to hear more of. Hit that like button. We appreciate that too. That really, both of those help our algorithm. I'm trying to reach more people to help them grow their business, think differently, have a different way of life in a very profitable business that they started or they purchased. So as always, thanks for listening. Carry on. God bless. Make this day the best day of your life, because we're not promised tomorrow. I'll see you later.